This is London Designs at the Ampersand Conference in Brighton. With me right now is Jen Simmons. Jen, can you tell me about how layout can serve content better?
Hello. I feel like we have been really using layout. We've been using a handful of maybe two or three different layouts on the web, sort of assuming that all content should be in this same layout, in the Holy Grail blog layout or in a certain kind of homepage layout. And we don't have to all be that uniform, especially now that we're getting new CSS properties that will let us write code for layout that really supports layout, that makes it possible to do the things that we might want to do. The hard part is going to be getting out of our habits. We're used to using everything in a certain way, and we need to break ourselves out of those habits. And I think one of the really important questions to ask ourselves as we say, okay, I want to do something cool, something new, I want to have a better layout, you really want to look at your content and see, okay, what is your content? How can you structure it? What kinds of things are you going to be able to make consistent across a system of content if you're building for a system, so that you have consistent markup so you can create some amazing layouts that are unique to that content? And to really wonder, well, who's coming to the site and why? Are they reading? Are they listening? Are they watching videos? And how do we want to best present what it is that we're giving to them? Or if it's some sort of a tool and they're using the tool, how can we best present the interface for the tool to them so that they can really do what they want to do? And then let that impulse and that question drive what you end up coming up with for a layout.
That's interesting, because my next question was going to be what are the major mistakes? And it sounds like actually kind of repeating, you know, like the layouts that we've done sort of like since year zero is kind of like quite a big one. Do you think there's more than that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest mistake is that we're making a lot of assumptions without noticing that we're making those assumptions. And then we're doing a lot of things out of habit that we're not noticing that we're doing. But I also think that a lot of mistakes come in from just misunderstanding the medium and not really understanding, thinking, oh, well, this idea works really well in this other medium, so I'll just do that exact same thing on the web. Like, this worked great in a book, so I'll just use that book layout on the web. Or this worked great in a, I don't know what. I mean, you could pull from any genre or TV. This is the way TV works, so when we do TV on the web, we should do it exactly the same way. And really the challenge at hand is to figure out, this is a brand new, even 20, 25 years in, this is still a brand new baby medium. We, this generation, is tasked with the job of inventing it. What is it that we really want to invent? What is the medium itself, and how can we actually design for the medium at hand?
Okay, well, just one last one. I kind of ties in with that is how can designers innovate to get away from that safe way of doing things?
I think right now it's all about playing around and experimenting and letting ourselves play and letting ourselves experiment and finding other people to work with, to collaborate with, to show stuff to kind of be like, wow, can we do this? For me, I found really getting into the code and playing with the code and letting happy accidents happen. Sometimes I hear web designers say, I don't want to work in code because I like having happy accidents. I like using Photoshop because I end up designing something by accident that I didn't realize I would want to. And I think, well, I get that. I've done that for years too, but your happy accidents are like for the wrong medium. They're for the medium of making photos and photo collages. You can have happy accidents in code. In fact, anybody who's written CSS knows exactly what I'm talking about. Where if you're hacking around in CSS, you know, if you use a web inspector, and if you don't know what that is, go find a friend to show you the web inspector. And you can just sort of sit there and change the numbers and change the values and mess around and add things that you aren't even really quite sure what they do yet. And you're both learning and you're creating happy accidents. And then we can say, oh my gosh, I had no idea that that was even possible. And actually, probably not only do you not know that, but the entire industry probably doesn't realize that that's possible at this moment with layout. And you could be discovering something and then writing about it, blogging about it, sharing it with other people, and inspiring a whole bunch of people to do something that you kind of tripped over by accident.
Jen, thank you very much.